Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of Bedmax Stable Talk. We're here at Burley with Mick Varley, the stable manager.
Yeah.
So Mick, start us off. Could you tell us a bit about yourself and your career progression?
Okay, I guess I started off in the army. I was with the King's Troop, working with horses. I was there for about 22 years. When I left the army, I started my own yard, a livery yard, about 40 boxes. And I do a few various other things on the side, you know, stable manager for Burley Horse Trials being one of them. So I guess I've been doing this for about well over 30 years.
Wow.
I don't know exactly the first year. The first year was maybe about 82, 83, but I wasn't doing it every year then. But I've done stable manager for at least the last 25, I would have thought. So quite a while.
Coming up through the army seems quite a common kind of career trajectory, because there's the Blenheim stable manager came up through the army as well, and obviously Dickie Wager did too, although he's not a stable manager.
Yeah, yeah. The Blenheim stable manager was actually in the King's Troop with me.
Really?
So yeah. Yeah, and Dickie Wager, well, Dickie Wager House or Cavalry rather than the King's Troop. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it tends to happen that at some stage, the big events will ask one of the regiments in the army, you know, if they've got anybody
really
that can come and help for a few days. And in my case, that's what happened. I was asked to come and help here, and I was asked to go and help at Windsor Horse Trials as well.
I used to love Windsor.
Yeah, it was lovely
about
Windsor. But you end up helping for a few years, and then, you know, somebody leaves and you get pushed up the ladder. So
I suppose it gives you a good skill set as well, being in the army and being super organised all the time. And
yeah, it does help.
Dealing with people all the time.
Yeah.
You have that authority that no one messes with you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we get away with that here, but yeah, it's that sort of thing.
So what does your role as stable manager involve?
Right, well, we get here a few days before the competitors arrive. We'll make sure the stables are right. We'll do a stable plan. And then when the horses do arrive, we'll tell them where they can go, you know, issue the stable, tell them where they can go, what they can do, the areas they can go to. We keep them updated with results, timings. We liaise with the vets, with farriers, with the doctors, the physios. But on top of that, we put up the practice dressage arenas, we put up the main dressage arena, we do airport collections for the officials, you name it, we do it. Kind of an odd job man as well as actually running the stables down here. So
how do you do the stable plan? Do people send in requests? Obviously you've got to put multiple horses together.
Multiple horses will all go together. Also, some people request to be stable next to someone.
Yeah,
some request not to be stable next to someone. And as far as the foreign riders are concerned, we try to keep the nations together.
That's nice, I guess. It means they're not just out on their own.
Yeah.
And a lot of the foreign riders tend to come with sort of team trainers, team vets, so it's easier.
Just about every rider here has their own vet or physio or trainer.
Does that add like an extra level of organisation to your job, or is that kind of up to them? They can do what they want with them.
It's up to them. They organise them themselves. Once they get here, then they have to come in and register them, you know, so we need to know exactly who's with who. And then we issue them with passes, wristbands, so they can get in the compound. The compound is a secure compound, so, you know, unless you've got the right passes, you don't get in there. So
I mean, we haven't really attempted it, but we were pre-warned that we wouldn't be able to sneak in.
You'd be all right if I walked down with you.
You've done it for so long. Have you found that the number of people that come with the riders and the scale of their operation has increased since you've been a stable manager?
Everything's got bigger. Everything. The events evolved. Yeah. You know, when we first started, it was nowhere near this level. It's just incredible now.
So Bedmax is the bedding that's used at Burley. Why is that your choice?
Well, we've probably got close to 80 horses in there, and 79 of them. We do a request form. We send a request form out, you know, so they can choose their bedding.
Yeah.
And out of all the horses we've got in, one horse chose to go on straw. So
really?
Yeah. So, you know, Bedmax is ideal for us.
What's your biggest concern when you manage the stabling at Burley?
I guess the biggest concern is security. you know, make sure nobody gets in there that shouldn't be in there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as everything else is concerned, you know, if there was a fire in there or something, we've got our own fire team down here. Everything's on hand. Obviously, we, you know, it would be kind of a nightmare, but we can get the horses out, even if we have to let the horses loose here. You know, they're in a secure area, which would be far from ideal, but it's a lot better than being trapped in a stable at home. But the security, make sure nobody gets at a horse that they shouldn't. But once again, security, we've got a guard at both ends, and during the dark hours, you know, when it's closed, we have a security guard walking around as well all the time.
Have you had any, like, I mean, I feel like it's a question that everyone would want to ask, but I don't know whether you can answer it. Have you had any, like, mishaps that you can, like, tell us about that you've had to deal with?
No, never.
It's the classic, everyone's always like, when's something gone wrong?
Well,
tell me about the worst thing.
Yeah. We did have, a lot of the riders obviously don't ride their own, you know, they've got owners and what have you. And they have contracts with the owners, you know, as they can have a certain period of time and whatever. And we did have one where the competitors brought the horse and the owner turned up at the event trying to take the horse away while it was going on. So that was a little bit tricky. But no, I mean, I'm sure there is little things, but nothing major.
Nothing terrible.
That was probably the worst.
Do you think bedding can help keep horses healthy in the stable, and why?
Yeah, undoubtedly. You know, it's dust free, it's clean, and I think probably most of all, you know, if you put a horse on straw or something, especially if you come here, you know, where you don't know what the quality is when you're coming through, you know, they can be in there, they can be eating it, whereas at least with shavings, you know, it's consistent, it's clean, it's ideal for them.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing, like, having spoken to Claire Williams from the British Equestrian Trade Association, you know, there's nothing that's not supposed to be in there that's going to be in there.
Absolutely.
So we've come and found you on the second trot up day. Which is the busiest day for you at Burley?
Definitely the Saturday, cross country day. Apart from the normal everyday things, you know, we had quite a few falls yesterday. All the horses and riders are fine.
Yeah.
But we had quite a few falls, so we had horses coming back in the horse ambulance, so then you're chasing after vets. Everybody that has a fall has to see the doctor, so then we have to grab the riders, grab the doctors. On top of that, we supply the start and finish box with ice and various bits and pieces, so we're running backwards and forwards there, make sure everything's replenished, and it really is busy. So, and everybody wants something on a Saturday.
Do you find that it's on a same level of business when everyone arrives, or because people arrive at different times, it's staggered?
Do I find that easier? Or
do you find it easier or just as busy?
To be perfectly honest, we have everyone arrive normally on the Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm.
They're all supposed to be in by 10 o'clock on the Wednesday, because we have a competitors briefing on the Wednesday. But you'll find the riders that have done this several times and live fairly locally will turn up last minute just before the trot up, which is at 4 o'clock. So, but we also, the stables aren't supposed to open until Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, so really it's only Tuesday to Wednesday lunchtime.
Okay.
So you're busy all day long both days. So we did have some of the foreign riders turn up on Friday this year, which was unusual, so it's kind of made it a little bit longer looking after them.
How many events do you manage a year, and are they all eventing, or do you do a range of sports?
This is really the only eventing one I do now. I used to do Windsor horse trials. We stable manage the horse of the air show.
Cool.
And we've also taken on the job of it's called the technical team. We put the arenas in, and we do all the water supplies and any repairs and things that go wrong, you know, we look after that during the week.
That must be so helpful to, like, have a team who you go with and you know them all very well. And
absolutely. And once again, the army comes in there, you know, the whole team that I work with are all ex-Kingstrud.
Really?
So, yeah, friends from...
Oh, amazing.
30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's, and that makes the job fun.
Yeah.
You know, you turn up and you meet up with your friends. And yeah.
Do you find that with different competitions, because you do different disciplines, the competitors have different requirements from you?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, very much so. It depends on what they're doing, you know, as to what they want. So,
who are the easiest to deal with?
The eventers, by far. By far. Yeah, you can... I mean, you get some lovely people with show jumping.
Yeah.
And the showing. but you do get some awkward ones.
Everyone's
yeah.
different.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is, you know, we do Horse of the Air Show, but we have probably 800 stables at the Horse of the Air Show. We've got 100 here, and
mm-hmm.
you probably have 400 a day changeovers.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's trying to get people out as well
yeah.
as the next ones in, and
yeah.
making sure the stables are properly marked out and done nicely.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to.
Yeah, we've just got a media pass for one of the days at Hoy's, and I was looking at the schedule, and there's so many different disciplines going on. You've got driving, games, you've got showing and show jumping, and you've got side saddle and all the display horses, and getting them from A to B and making sure they come in at the right times. So
4:30 in the morning we start at Hoy's, and it goes on to about midnight.
Yeah.
So presumably
at 4:30 in the morning you're busy. You know, there's people all over the place.
So presumably you finish the show and then you sleep for a week and you just don't sleep when you're there.
Yeah, that would be nice. So yeah.
So going on to our question that's going through all the episodes, if you could ride one horse, past or present, which one would it be and why?
I think that would have to be two. And I was really lucky with my time in the army.
Yeah.
I had two excellent show jumping horses. Just
yeah.
not ordinary army horses that did really well. And I ended up buying them both out at the end. So,
aww.
Yeah. Boris and Tommy. So they were excellent. So I couldn't choose any
aww.
Other horse.
That's so nice.
Thank you very much for giving
yeah.
us your time.
Yeah, that's
okay.
all our questions.
So thank you very much for listening to this episode of Bedmax Stable Talk. And
yeah.
we hope you tune in next time to hear our next exciting guest.
Right. Bye.